heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program, The Mirror the Best, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we try to select certain awsaf of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem, blessed attributes of the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we try to learn from the blessed seerah, the biography of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem, something which we can follow and we can tread upon. And today we'll be talking about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam's life being mu'allime kainat, the teacher of the universe. This is one of the beautiful shan, his attribute as well as his status, his title, an excellence, an attribute which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he azza wa jal sent his beloved as mu'allim, as a guide, teacher, subhanallah. This is something we're going to focus, and there will be many, many Madani pearls for those who are teachers. Those they've got their profession as a teacher, they are mudarris, or they teach Quran, Hadith, or other subjects. But also in this beautiful program, normally if we do not have a profession of teaching, but we will be learning many, many things from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam generally. Be with us from the start till end, inshallah, you will learn a lot. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can make this intention, you will watch this program from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, remember the fact, the more intentions you will have for a particular task or any good deed, the higher the reward you will be able to attain. That's the reason Muwallighin of Dawat Islami, every now and then, they give us reminders that we should not forget to make good intentions. You can also make intention, ask your family members, they can come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and learn from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Increase their knowledge, because once knowledge is increased, then only you're able to act upon. Inshallah azza wa jal, beginning the program's topic, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being mu'allim, I would like to narrate a beautiful narration which is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, one of the most authentic books of hadith. And the rawi of this, the narrator of this narration is Sahabi Rasulullah Muawiyah bin Hakam Sulami radiallahu ta'ala. He mentions an account, his own account, and he says that in the early days of Islam, it was permissible to talk during Salah. When you offer Salah, you're not allowed to talk, but in the start, there was a permission. Then the Hukum of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala came, and talking during Salah was prohibited. So this is also another beauty of our Deen Islam. All the ahkamat were not imposed or revealed at once. Quran Majid, Furqan Hamid, also revealed in 23 years, but tadrij, right? And this is what we need to understand, the ahkamat slowly and gradually, whenever they were needed, they were revealed. And ahkamat, the orders, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were given to the Ummah to act upon when and where it was needed. And thinking about, there are so many reasons ulama they've mentioned why it was done. But again, you see, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is our creator. He knows that how will we digest, how will we adopt, how will we accept, okay, as being insan. So subhanAllah, this is how, one of the reasons mentioned by ulama, slowly and gradually, right, then as the faith was getting stronger and stronger and stronger, the ahkamat also, right, were given. So in the early days of Islam, talking during the salah was allowed. Later it was prohibited, which was a new hukum, new order. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Hakam al-Sulami radiallahu ta'ala and was not aware of this new ruling. So he says that, I came to Masjid al-Nabawi in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and offered salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. During salah, one person who sneezed, he had the mindset that talking during salah is allowed. So he says that when that person sneezed, so I said, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. So I had just said this. The other Sahaba, they looked at me with a different sight, right? Like they were not happy that I did something. And now they put their hand on thigh. Now I understood that they want me to keep quiet or remain quiet. So hence I remained quiet. He says when salah was completed and we did the salam, what happened? Mu'allimi kainat, the teacher of universe, subhanAllah, fakhri mawjudat, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He called me towards him, subhanAllah. May my parents be sacrificed upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one who is better teacher than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who could do better tarbiyah than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I had not seen anyone before that. Allahu Akbar. And neither I saw anyone before him nor after him. A person who is mentioning his account, he is talking about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. That I did not see a teacher like Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim, neither before nor after in my life. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called me. He did not scold me. He did not become firm with me. He did not say anything bad to me. But with very gentle way and kindly, he said, you do not talk during salah. Right? In salah, you do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mention takbir and you do tilawat of Qur'an. Narmiye khuwe leenat pedaim durood, garmiye shane satwat bilakum salam. This was the gentleness of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This was the soft nature of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. This was the way of teaching, doing tarbiyah of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. Muallim kainat, the teacher of the universe, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as a muallim, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as a teacher to complete the akhlaq, mannerism, to perfect the mannerism. Right? Subhanallah. Now what can you talk about his own mannerism? Who is a teacher to fix others' manners? Subhanallah. This is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, that Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, when they mention this, they say this, I neither saw anyone who could do better tarbiyah and teach and guide than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my life, nor after him in my life. He is the unique one. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. ارباب نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا بندے تو بہت مل جائیں گے آقا نہ ملے گا تاریخ اگر ڈھونڈے گی ثانی محمد ثانی تو بڑی چیز ہے سایہ نہ ملے گا. You cannot find anyone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You will never find, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anyone like Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. like the Sahabi Rasul also said. So gentleness, kindness, softness, treating people with gentleness. This is one of the beautiful traits what we can mirror, what we can follow, what we can implement within our lives. We need not to be harsh in our talking, in our behavior, in our gestures, right? Through our, even our eyes, our gestures, our hands, our body language shall not cause any harm to anyone. My dear respected viewers, this is the great attribute of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And we learn from this hadith that it is a sunnah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim to guide, to counsel someone with gentleness and softness. But unfortunately, this very sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim is slowly and gradually eradicating. It is diminishing, it is finishing. Right? People are leaving this beautiful trait of gentleness, kindness, softness. If there is any complaint or anything comes to us, what is our way of counseling? How do we react to certain situations? If any child who misbehaves, what is our reaction to that child? How do we scold him? Or we start becoming firm with the child, right? We start screaming and shouting at children sometimes, which is not right. If children, they come to masjid, definitely they are children. They are not mature enough to understand that where they are at that very moment. Yes, you have to bring them, you have to guide them, you have to teach them the adab, manners, etiquettes. It's a good thing. But again, end of the day, they are children. If they do any mistake, so people, they astaghfirullah, become harsh with them. They scold them. The elders, they cannot bear that why they are there, or sometimes if they are just making a noise or something. Any child, if he's not treated well in masjid by any elder, what happens? He gets demotivated. A time comes that he gets distanced from masjid. He does not come to masjid because he does not have that good experience there. Or he did not have any good experience in the past, due to the fact he is not inclined towards masjid. We have to be very mindful when we treat others, especially children. You need to be very mindful. If someone has made a mistake, what is the true way of counseling? Making him understand, rectifying his mistake. This is something we are learning from the seerah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim today. From this very narration, what we heard, how gently, wisely, beautifully he guided, and he left an impression to that Sahabi Rasul that he remembered it, and he mentioned that account, and it became hadith. And today you are listening and taking the pearls of knowledge and wisdom from that hadith. Respected viewers, make intention, inshallah, azawajal, we will adopt gentleness within our personality. Same thing sometimes happens at homes. Normally, mother is known to be very example of love, but at home sometimes she also becomes harsh. Sometimes she screams a lot. Sometimes she becomes too firm on children. Astaghfirullah. In certain cases, the parents, they even hit their children, which is very, very, very bad. They must not do this. Children are beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You treat them nicely, gently, kindly, treat them and speak to them and explain them, inshallah azza wa jal. And through love, what you can achieve, you cannot achieve otherwise. Respective viewers, fair enough, if you have to be firm to discipline them, you need to have an appropriate way of doing it. It doesn't mean that, astaghfirullah, it will be too harsh that the children, they cannot bear that. And another important fact, what we learn from the seerah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, that if someone has made a mistake, to rectify that mistake, if it is possible, you do not counsel that person in front of everyone. So if you can take that person alone, separately, then you can also counsel and guide. That way, inshallah, Azza wa Jal will help him. But in front of everyone, if you just pick someone and their mistake and then you start counseling and making him correct or rectifying, maybe that is not an appropriate way. Yes, we find this example from the seerah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim too. Sometimes he would speak in public, but he would not specify the names of the people, say, what has happened to people, they do this. What has happened to people, they do this. That's how he would phrase sentences. So those sitting there, they would understand this is what is being said for us. We are not being mentioned. Allahu Akbar. Our dignity, our honor is being preserved. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this advice is for me, and they would rectify themselves. This is also important. But unfortunately, we do not take care of these small bits, small things. And a person, he feels humiliated, he feels degraded when he is addressed and explained and rectified in front of people in public. So we should avoid it wherever it is possible. But if you know the situation, if a mistake is not of that sort or kind, and if you explain it, that person is not going to mind, or if this such mistake is not of that nature, and that will not be taken to, that is separate. But this is also something we need to learn. Our attitude, our behavior, right? Our accent, our speech, our tone, everything matters. How are we talking to someone? What is the tone level? Is it harsh? Is it kind? Is it soft? Or is it hard? My dear respected viewers, nowadays, Allahu Akbar, on social media, what is happening, you know better than me. We hurt people's feelings. And then that is promoted, propagated. Such videos, they get more views, astaghfirullah, who are talking ill about someone, who are tarnishing someone's respect, who the videos which open someone's mistake, Allahu Akbar. We have been asked to cover people's mistake. Unfortunately, when people's mistakes are uncovered, we are interested. Today, we can make any video for anyone, whether it's authentic or not, whether we have done research or not, we just hear it, someone said it, we start posting the comments and the videos and all sorts of things. And some people, they do purposely to gain fame and name and views, astaghfirullah. And they tarnish others' respect, honor, dignity, make false allegations. Allah protect us. And if we guide someone with gentleness, inshallah, this will help. And if we do not do, then respect your brothers, other person can become stubborn. Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, he says that if you would like to rectify a person in a'mal, right, that a person is not offering salah, he should offer salah. If he is lying, he should speak truth. You want the rectification. If he or she backbites, you would like to rectify that habit, that trait, and you want them not to backbite. Or any other act which is haram or bad or not right or not permissible, you want that person to abandon. So giving da'wah or rectifying or counseling or making them understand what they're doing is not right. To do that, you need softness and gentleness, because harshness can cause stubbornness to increase. That's what Allah Azza wa rahmatullahi ta'ala said. So the harsh behavior can do a consequence of increased stubbornness, whereas gentleness can give beauty to that person. And he may end up listening to you, or she may end up listening to what you've said, and they will rectify themselves. In respect to those, mu'allim, those they are teachers, those they are muballigh, those they are preachers, or elder brothers, or parents, in any capacity, if you tend to have a responsibility to guide others, to teach others, to train others, to do tarbiyah of others, so these beautiful traits from the seerah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, you have to follow. And you have to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Hey, falaho kamrani narmiyo aasani mein har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein. Salvation and success lies in ease and softness. If you become foolish, if you do not adopt ease and softness, then what will happen? If something is right, it becomes wrong. The task, what you're doing, it is not suited. Respect was, we cannot count and understand Shara Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasmeen, the excellence, the attributes, the status what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted to our final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master, our aqa, our mawla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot understand truly khuda ki azmatein kya hai, Muhammad Mustafa jaane, maqame Mustafa kya hai, Muhammad ka khuda jaane sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem is not known by anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere to wasf aibe tanahi se hain bari, hairahu mere shah, main kya kya kahun tujhe. Meaning, oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many excellences Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted you, the status which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given you, the awsaf, qualities, attributes you have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can understand truly those awsaf? And amongst those uncountable awsaf which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem, one of them is him being mu'allim, him being the teacher of universe. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in excellence, is the greatest teacher. As far as his knowledge is concerned, in this dunya, any example which cannot suit, I mean, normal examples of this dunya cannot suit best for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just for an understanding, if there is any teacher, he's got two things. One is his qualification, one is his experience. Qualification is based on his knowledge, what the subject he has the command upon, and the experience for how many years he has been teaching that subject. This is what is known as his experience. So, ilm and experience, knowledge and experience, qualification and experience, these two things, they go together to assess someone's profession. Allahu Akbar. Without any example that suits best to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our understanding, the knowledge which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem, no one possesses. In makhluq, Allahu Akbar. And as far as the experience is concerned, normally people, they've got 10, 12, 15 years of experience, 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And the more experience a teacher possesses, he is known as more experienced and knowledgeable person. Now, amongst the other teachers, he is considered and classed as more knowledgeable and experienced person. Big teacher, in other words. My dear respected viewers, the shan of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem, the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what is the age of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as being mu'allim? When this makhluk was created, this creation was created, even then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mu'allim, he was teacher. Allahu Akbar. Let me explain you how. It is mentioned in hadith, Nuri Khuda Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Nur was created the very first amongst the makhlukat. Right? Whatever creation Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created, the very first thing which was created was the Nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's takhliq, his creation, before 2000 years, it is mentioned that yusabbihu dhalika an-nur. Nur Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Even before the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. And how many years before? 2000 years before. The Nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتُسَبِّحُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تسبيح. And angels used to listen to that tasbih and they would do tasbih. Allahu Akbar. So we learn that even before the creation of Sayyidina Adam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nur existed. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even then muallim, he was teacher, that he would teach tasbih to the angels. And angels used to learn tasbih from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would copy and do that tasbih. بے پڑے عالم نے ہر عالم پہ القا کیے علم غیب حق مظہر رحمت للعالمین. اللہ اکبر. Apparently Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not seek knowledge from anyone in this dunya. Allah Akbar. And look at the shahan and excellence of his knowledge and his ilm, that he is the one who granted knowledge to everyone who got knowledge. And he is the manifestation of the ilmi ghaib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the rahmah for the entire universe, for all the worlds. Respected viewers, ulama, they've mentioned, why did Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not seek knowledge from anyone in this dunya? The reason being, the ustaz normally is higher in knowledge and status. It was not acceptable, Allahu Akbar, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that someone becomes ustaz of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because there is no one who is more in status and in knowledge than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught his beloved himself. Ar-Rahman allam al-Qur'an. Allahu Akbar kabira. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam learned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels, they used to ask the ilm and knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Regarding this, there's a very faith refreshing narration I would like to mention. Allama Umar bin Ahmad Afandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes the shara of Qasida Burda. And in that shara he writes, Mala'i A'la's angels, meaning those muqarribeen, those they are very close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those angels, they were reflecting upon certain masail rulings for 1,000 years, but they couldn't get them solved, meaning the masail, what they were thinking and reflecting, they were not getting to their solution. And those questions or those masail, those rulings, what they were debating, they were resolved or they got their understanding in the night of Mi'raj. How? It is mentioned in the hadith that Sarkari Ali Waqar, Makki Madani Tajdar, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I saw my Rabb Azza wa Jal, my Lord, in best form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mala'i A'la's angel, right? On what rulings or masail are they debating? I requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you know better than Rabbi Kainat. He blessed me and he granted me knowledge. Then I requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, there are four different areas and those rulings they are not able to solve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my beloved, you said right, you spoke the truth. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels of Mala'i A'la, يا ملائكتي وجدتم حلال المشكلات. Oh my angels, you have found the one who solves the difficulties. Subhanallah. فاسألوا أشكالكم. Resolve those issues you have not been able to resolve. And today, ask those rulings from my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So those Islamic rulings, the angels were discussing and debating for 1,000 years, and they were not getting to the bottom of that, understanding those Islamic rulings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam solved their difficulty within few moments. Allahu Akbar. So we learn that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's excellence being mu'allim is such that he is the mu'allim of malaika also. He is the teacher of angels also. He even mentions knowledge to the angels and he teaches them too. اے رحمت عالم تیری رحمت کی تصدق ہر ایک نے پایا تیرا صدقہ شب معراج. Everyone got the share from the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of Mi'raj. Allahu Akbar. Even the angels. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today what we are understanding is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mu'allim kainat. And being the teacher of universe, we are understanding what traits, what we can follow from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's now take in segment in which inshallah azza wa jal we will talk about following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's include that segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, there's a very famous hadith, once mu'allim kainat faqr mawjudat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's quote, a question was asked, mata wajabat lakan nubuwah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when were you granted the crown of nubuwah, prophethood? It was replied, wa adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad, meaning even Sayyidina Adam was in between the soul and body. Before that, I was granted the crown of prophethood. So ulama, they've written the sharh of this hadith, and they've also written that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama had not come to this world. He was in alami arwah. Even then, he was giving blessings and fazan to other anbiya kiram. There's none like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's no muallim like Rasulullah. There's no teacher like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why we recite,
Sab se aula aula mara nabi, Sab se bala wala mara nabi, Khal se aulia aulia se rasul, خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی اور ملک کے ہمارا
best of all prophets, the leader of prophets, none other than your and my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, how fortunate we are that we are in the ummah of the best of creation, beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mu'allim kainat, the teacher of universe, right? Meaning the makhluqat, the creation, whatever knowledge they got, it is the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's through Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam they got. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who teaches knowledge to all makhluqat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just mu'allimi kainat, as you say, proverbially, right? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mu'allimi kainat in reality, is teacher of universe in reality. Let me tell you a narration. Once a butcher, he went to the place where he had his goats. He opened the door and he wanted to slaughter one she-goat. And he took that goat. As soon as he wanted to go, it started running. While running, that goat went to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And meanwhile, the Asab, the butcher, also arrived there. And he held the goat with its leg and started dragging and taking towards the place he wanted to slaughter. Upon this, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, embodiment of mercy, Rahmati Alamiyan. First, he said to the goat, Isbiri li amrillah, meaning do sabr, be patient upon the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the butcher, Wa anta ya jazzaru fasuqha ila al-mawti sawqan rafiqa. O butcher, take it towards the death with gentleness and softness. Subhanallah. This is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the excellence of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Look at the point that there are two sides where the mistake was happening. Number one, the goat that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit the human beings. So it is slaughtered and the humans can eat its meat and they can benefit from. And it was running from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second was that butcher, he was being harsh and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the order, hukum of gentleness and kindness so that he can become more merciful towards the animals. Look at my dear respected Muslims. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's doing tarbiyah of both. Tarbiyah of animals as well as humans. Mu'allimi kainat. Subhanallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability that we can also learn mannerism, civilization, tahzeeb from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's seers. Even Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's court animals, they would seek mannerism. One of the fundamental reasons of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's arrival to this dunya is also him being mu'allim. One of the traits which is mentioned is mu'allim. He himself said this, Bu'ithu mu'allima. I've been sent as mu'allim. And Qur'an Majid, Furqan Hamid also talks about this in Suratul Baqarah, verse number 151. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَطْلُوْ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. What does it mean? Just as we sent to you from among you a messenger who recites our verses to you and purifies you and teaches you the book and profound knowledge and teaches you that which you did not know. Subhanallah. So in the commentary it is mentioned, in reality, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only teaches apparent themes of the Quran and divine injunctions, but he teaches guidance, success, wisdom, and other knowledge, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses all the knowledge of those before and after him. Allahu Akbar. So in this very verse, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's excellence, him being mu'allim, that is mentioned. In other words, it is mentioned, O believers, this is an in'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fadl of Allah upon you, that Rabbi Rahman sent his beloved to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Rahma from head to toe. There are many, many, many tens of thousands of favors of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim upon you. But there are certain ihsanat which are very much apparent and clear, explicit. Number one is that he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, brings the verses of Rabb Azza wa Jal to you. And he recites the verses to you. He teaches them how to read. And he corrects your recitation and also teaches the adab of tilawat of Quran, the manners, etiquettes of recitation. On top of that, he also guides you, teaches you regarding bad beliefs, bad manners, bad qualities, and he purifies you from all apparent and hidden diseases. And he also mentions the secrets of Quran, and he makes you understand them. He teaches you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about deen and dunya, this world and the hereafter, which you were unaware of. Subhanallah. So we learn from this very verse of the Holy Quran too. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's arrival to this dunya, one of the fundamental purposes of his arrival is to teach Quran to the people as a mu'allim. Another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1, كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is a book which we have revealed to you that you may bring the people out of the darkness towards the light. So respected viewers, from this verse of the Holy Quran, this is also crystal clear, meaning, O my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this world was in darkness, darkness of disbelief, darkness of corrupt beliefs, darkness of bad ideologies, darkness of bad character, darkness of bad manners, darkness of bad akhlaq. In short, such darkness was there that this insan, this human being who is known as Ashraful Makhluqat, he did not even knew who he was. He did not even have his own recognition. That this insan who was best of the creation, he would sometime prostrate before the sun, sometimes before the trees, sometimes before handmade statues of stones, and he made them his God. This was such dark era. And O my beloved Rasul, we sent you Quran, the book of guidance. We revealed, and after the revelation of these verses, you teach this Quran. You mention this Quran, and you go and with this light of Quran, get the people out of the darkness of disbelief, darkness of corrupt beliefs, darkness of bad manners. So we learn that Quran is Noor, Quran is light. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is Noor. And Noor came to distribute the Noor of Quran
in this dunya.
And Dr. Iqbal, how beautifully he mentions, he says, Hudanae subul khatme rusul maulae kul jisne ghubare raah ko bakhsha faroe wadi sina.
And Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's brother, Maulana Hasan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says,
Kuni Islam ki aankhi hua sara jahan roshan, Arab ke chand sadqe kya hi kehna teri talat ka.
Allahu Akbar. When the moon of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when the moon of the Nubuwa of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim show, it lightened the whole universe. Respectfulness. Now, how can we follow Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being a muallim? This is what we are learning, isn't it? Many beautiful traits we learned. The purpose of muallim, how he should do tarbiyah, how he should guide, how he can bring people out of darkness, of ignorance, and give them knowledge. This is what we learn from the seerah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And what sort of qualities a muallim possess, this we are also learning. It is mentioned in a narration, kun aliman aw muta'alliman aw muhibban aw muttabi'an. Either you become alim, scholar, or you become a student, talib ilm, or you become a person who have reverence for them, who has reverence for them, who loves them, or you become the one who follows them. So amongst four, one of them we should be. Either we must be an alim or student of Deen Islam, or we should love them, or we should follow them. Not anything other than these four.
Humko ulama-e ahl sunnat se pyar hai, inshaAllah apna beda paar hai.
You can seek knowledge, inshaAllah, and you can increase knowledge. You can learn. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to teach us, guide us. Perfect our akhlaq, perfect our manners. And this is what we need to do. Inshallah, following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we should seek knowledge and then we should guide others. We should also teach others, inshallah. And one of the beautiful ways is, my dear respected viewers, we can, inshallah, associate ourselves with this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islam. This wonderful atmosphere of Dawat Islam. Today we learned about Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being muallim, his shan, his excellence, in this very short span of time. How much knowledge we gained, alhamdulillah. We learned about his gentleness, we learned about his softness, we learned about his sound strategy to counsel, to guide, to help others, to rectify others. Many, many madari pearls we learned, alhamdulillah. So if you remain attached, intact, associated with this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islam, you'll keep on learning, inshallah. You'll keep on increasing your knowledge. And again, ilm is noor. When this noor will come to your heart, to your mind, it will enlighten you. It will enlighten your personality. It will beautify your personality. You'll be a totally different person in society. And this dunya will be sorted, and hereafter will be sorted too, inshallah. The noor of Quran, when it will come to your heart and your mind, it will enlighten you, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we become alim, scholar. If we have got any child at home, at least we can ask them to become scholar. If we can ask us to become scholar, alhamdulillah, Jamiatul Madina are there, online classes are there, you can become. Or at least you can become a student of Islam. Seek knowledge from Madani channel, from ulama, from muballighin, from qafila, from masajid of Ahlul Sunnah, from ulama-i haq, from the centers of Dawat Islami. There are many platforms, inshallah, you can find. Learn authentic knowledge. And we learned also that we should love ulama. We should have reverence and respect for our ulama-i haq. We should follow them. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.